Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2019. We're gathered for the admin workshop in the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room. Commissioners Morgan and DeYoung are present. Commissioner Fowler is on assignment in the Illinois Valley. First on our agenda this morning is Department Business. Item 1A, Human Resources. J.J. Schofield, our Human Resources Director, is here to request a job description change and position change in the Sheriff's Office. Good morning, sir.
Hello. So the Sheriff's Department currently has a budget specialist in U-12 position. That position has become vacant, and the role that that position has really done over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years has evolved to where it is now more like a position we used to have, which is senior administrative supervisor. So it's more than just doing budget and fiscal oversight. There's some higher level positions it has grown into, and he thinks that's something he'd like to continue in the future. And so as such, we'd like to eliminate that position and replace it with the senior administrative supervisor position.
Can we put chief senior administrative supervisor in front of that? Do we have more name?
We could. I was thinking, you know, executive chief senior would be more appropriate.
Well, I was hoping for senior chief executive. Just kidding.
Do they get an extra long parking lot bumper so they got enough room to put the name on it?
We could do that if you'd like.
Okay. So this was Ruth's position, mm-hmm. And Ruth left?
Yeah, she's going to go work for one of the school districts.
Oh, good for her. She's been an asset to that department.
She's done a really good job. Mm-hmm. You know, really excellent. And I think she's just looking for a different opportunity. So
they had the senior admin executive for years.
They used to, yeah. The position was eliminated when Dave first took office because they had such a limited budget. He didn't want to have that much administration. You know, they were down to 40 staff or something, and it was just one of his campaign promises. I'm going to try to find a way to do it with less administration. And he was able to do it, but as it's grown, he really needs the administrative help. And Ruth's position really had grown into that, so.
Did they have the position filled?
No, it hasn't been posted yet.
He's gonna put out.
If you approve this, then he'll post for this position instead of the other position.
I don't have any problem with it.
Chairman? It's a pretty nominal cost. It's like $300 a month difference between the other one, but it's much more reflective of, frankly, what Ruth was doing and then what they need in the future.
Does that put us in, I mean, does it help with our recruitment for that position? Are we in where everybody else is in that price range?
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, it can go on to WBS, I guess.
Okay.
I have no problem with it.
All right, thank you.
Next up on our agenda is the finance report and business update with Arthur. Arthur, I don't want you to go early. You usually have to wait for everybody else.
Know.
It's not fair for you to be at the beginning.
I know. Let's wait. But today's was pretty short. The only thing I was really going to bring up was just mentioning we are doing remodeling on the archive building, what I call the archive building. That's a D Street, D and Fifth, and
the former IT office.
Former IT office, and remodeling it to make it a good place for the veteran service programs. So that's good news, and that's good progress. And Veterans is helping pay for a lot of the remodel, so that's even better news. Part of that, though, are the records that are there. We have a lot of mental health records that were part of that old house back on A Street. Once we sold that, once mental health transitioned fully after several years, we had some residual records. So we've got some records there. Anyway, I've been doing the research background and trying to contact the folks who might have an interest in that. From options, from CLCM, early intervention. We've got all those records there, Ramsey Place, Region 5, trying to identify them so that we don't have to hold on to them forever.
Can they take them? I mean, does options have a place to take them? So we're keeping these for you.
Right. I what I gave to Options, theirs is the Ramsey place, and what I gave to Options was, we're going to destroy these records unless you tell me that you want them, because the destruction date is such and such. My concern is that I'm not a mental health expert, so I'm taking somebody else's word for it, that these are what the records are, and they've labeled them to be destroyed as of this date. I can assume that that's correct. However, for example, 10 of the filing cabinets have the message, DD Services, CLCM, retention 99 years, destroy September 2015. Well, is it 99 years or is it destroy 2015? Who knows? I look at the records, but I'm not an expert. I don't know. So I've contacted Sue Gordon, working with her at CLCM, to make final decision on these records. So all I'm saying is that that's one of the fun things I've been working on for this last several days, trying to make sure that we get those records in the appropriate place. We don't have to move them again if we're moving them, you know, from the jail back over there, back, you know, back to the jail, and then finding another as time goes on. I want to make a final resolution on what we need to do with
this. Do we have to have the hard copy, or can we scan them in?
Scan them. We can electronically. And so right now, working with Sue at CLCM, she has offered to actually get somebody to scan those records, about 10 filing cabinets full of records, to get somebody to scan those records. That will satisfy the record retention requirement. She was not comfortable destroying them. And
until that happened?
Yeah, and see, she said, we'll get somebody to come and scan those so that we can have access to all those records electronically. So I think that's a good idea, it's actually a good resolution to our record retention problem, because it costs money. It costs money to look at these records, it's going to cost money to move these records, it costs money to store these records, and depending on what we do with the jail downstairs and the justice building, a couple few years we may have to move them again. So let's not do that. So that's my activity last.
When do they expect that remodel to be done over there?
I talked with Ryan yesterday about that, and it's more of a so I don't have a definite date. I do not have a definite date. He's working on it, but it's not a 100%. I'm going to get it done. It's more of I'm getting it done a day here and a day there.
Piecing it in as it.
Correct.
Goes. I don't think it's that big of a remodel. It's not a big deal. I'm sure it's not on his radar as something that really needs to happen.
Well, and first
kind of pecking around at that thing for a year.
Yeah. So he's working on moving the DA records. He's working on moving the legal records. Finance has a couple of rows of payroll and budgets, and
you should see the commissioner's stash down there.
Yeah,
there's old stuff from our office that just got put in a storeroom.
Yes.
that at some point, when we have someone who maybe is making decisions, can go through there and clean that out too.
Yeah, some of them are mementos from way back when, and it's
that's where I got the boomerang.
Yeah.
That was given to us from Australia.
And you couldn't send it back?
She tried to, but it kept returning. Anyway, okay. So, that was just a news update. Of course, we're working on budgets. I'm talking to folks about various and sundry pieces of budgets and putting things together. And
how did you get involved in the record?
Mental health?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the story?
I'm just curious how that fell on our finance director.
Yeah. Well, partly it's because I've been here long enough that I was intimately involved in the transition of mental health from county to Options to CLCM. And I think, I won't say I'm the only one who knows where these records should go to, but possibly one of the few people who remember where these programs went. So, for example, CLCM and Sue Gordon, I have her contacts and I've been in contact with her. You know, Carla and McCafferty and Diane Dahlgren from Options. Can't think of her name right now, from EI, early intervention. But that's historically, And in addition, we finance ISF as kind of the administrative oversight, I guess, for mental health. At least we
yeah, tell the contracts.
Yeah, we tell the state we are. So.
All right.
So there's a certain amount that's in your office also, as you know. I think Wendy inherited it from Terry Wharton, who inherited it from someone else as far as the list of mental health records. But mental health as it pertains to options, not the DD service or the Region 5.
Well, DD 5 went back to the state.
DD
went back to the state.
Yeah, Region 5 went back to the state. We've got two filing cabinets that are specifically Region 5. About 10 of them that are DD service local, one that's Ramsey, and then just a ton of boxes that's early intervention and mental health. But they have destroy dates on them that I think we can depend on. These other ones
take
are the ones that are questioned.
Take a picture of it to make sure that you destroy that. To say, this is what I looked at.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah. Well, I think the transition occurred so long ago, all the active records were moved across. Inactive records are basically what we're hanging on to. But I think there was a feeling at the time that we needed to hang on to them, that we were the keeper of the records, and whether we kept a copy or kept the original, we had to keep something. But I think scanning electronically and then destroying those that have reached their end of life, we'll do it. And we'll be able to get rid of those without having to move them again.
We can contact Oregon Health Authority to see if there's a different archive requirement.
Yeah. I've got the archive requirements. It's pretty straightforward. Individual service plans are 10 years. All other records, if you don't know the date of death, are 70 years. And the problem is, I don't know what I'm looking at. When I go through those files, I don't know if I'm looking at an individual service plan or if I'm looking at other records or whether I'm looking at, you know, what this.
Do you bring me a couple? I can help interpret for you.
Yeah.
I've looked at case files many times.
Well, and that's basically why I got Sue Gordon involved, because she's, a CLCM. Involved, because they're the experts. They know what they're looking at. And
but if I can be of help, let me know.
Sure. I appreciate it. Thanks. So that's okay.
That's it.
That's all I am bringing forward. Unless you have any questions.
I do have questions for you, but I think I'll come find you individually.
Okay.
And you can bring them back.
Yep.
All right.
Will do.
Thank you. Next up, on board business. Item A is video options for capturing the state of the county. Jason P. Roberts, our public information officer, is here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yep. You even have a cup with your name on it?
That's I do. Impressive. It was a parting gift from my staff.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I won't take up too much of your time. State of the county coming up. Obviously, we want to record that in some way, shape, or form. I reached out to Rogue Valley Television to find out what it would cost to have them come in and do a professional capturing job. They essentially gave me two options. The full package would be they'd send up and operate three cameras. They could do a live stream and record. And that full court press option would be between $2,000 and $2,500. They also said they could do a more basic package where they'd bring up two cameras. It wouldn't be live, they'd record it and edit. It'd be about a 1 week turnaround, and that'd be about $800.
How much on that one?
$800.
And how much does it cost our staff to do it?
It wouldn't cost
Time
and resources. It might not look as polished. We'd be able to put up probably one camera and record. We might be able to stream as well. So we could definitely do it internal. It's just a matter of how what we want the final product to look like.
The edit part is what I'm kind of interested in. If you do the 800 one, it says they would record it and then edit it and then.
So they'd be able to take the two cameras and make kind of a going
you
back
can go
and
back
forth.
And forth.
Right, well, that's what
views,
I mean.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Pot, you know, sharpen it up a little bit and make it look a little more professional.
I bet too we could give them our PowerPoint and they could layer that in almost as a third
and I don't,
camera.
I don't, you know, I'd like to see it live, but I don't think that's a requirement. You know, you're gonna, if you're there, you're there.
But can it be uploaded onto our YouTube channel after?
And Charter.
And if it's a week out, if it's a week out and done very professionally, say in a week you can see the whole thing on our website and go. I'd go with option number two myself.
All right.
Because that way, in case something did go sideways, you're at it, you've got a little chance to edit it out.
I had also called Wild River for your what we did last year. They didn't get back to me. So
Saxon is who.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
But I called, I left a message. They didn't get back to me, so I'll follow up today.
Okay. I think Taylor Sausage was involved in that a little bit too. I think. I'm not sure.
So I will, I'll follow up. I just, that part isn't there yet. Sorry, my dog had surgery yesterday, and she's, that's why she's here with me today. So,
all right,
let's see if I can get her to stop
whining. Well, now we have quorum.
Okay, so is that good for you?
For me, yes.
Yeah.
I'd say option number two.
All right, if that, so I can take that and start getting the paperwork from them and push it through the proper channels.
I'm golden for that. Do we need to ratify that? Do you need a motion or anything?
Can we do it today?
It's only $800.
Yeah, it's within department. I'm going to say that falls under the purview of your boss.
Okay.
You got our blessing for what to do, and it's under his budget.
I'll let him know.
Yep.
All right, anything else for me?
No, thank you. I'll follow up with you on the other stuff.
Perfect.
And I'll follow up with you on the other stuff.
Perfect. All right, thank you.
Don't leave the building.
All right, our final option here is an appointment to the planning. Let's see. So resolution number 2019-2010. And I'm curious, Nicole, do you know on this, is it a reappointment?
I don't know. I wasn't involved
in that. Is Trish here today?
Yeah.
Can we ask her, is this a reappointment? Because are you familiar with this one?
No, I'm not.
I'm going to go ask real quick. Pardon me.
Lost the quorum.
Yeah. Should have left the dog.
Quorum one.
Could still have two then.
Yeah. I'll tell you a story about that one of these days. A granddaughter and a cat. I was going to inherit the cat. I said, sure.
Great for hunting.
How are the Fords today?
Based on the feedback I got, I'm going to recommend that we table this until Commissioner Fowler can follow up and present on it, if that's okay?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
All right.
Because he's on the Planning Commission liaison anyway.
Correct, and from what I understand, there's been some phone tag going on, but it actually hasn't been conferred with staff yet.
Okay.
And so my recommendation is that we table it for a week and Commissioner Fowler can present next week.
Yeah. I'm golden with that.
Okay, and then the next item is Road Credit Annual Meeting Invitation. I don't know what this is. Let's see. So we got invited as a board to attend their annual meeting. It looks like it's in Medford on March 19th. I don't have any interest in going, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I appreciate the invitation. We might fire them off the thing, you know, that thanking him for the invitation and all that, but I don't.
Okay. Do we do any business with that bank, Arthur?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Other than employees.
Sure.
They don't use the bank. But
sure. I had a car loan through them, but that's about it. Okay. And item D is matters from commissioner. Anything?
Nope. Okay. Nothing today.
I'm going to work on an op-ed, I think, about our advisory questions. I'll bring it to you all before I submit it, but I think it'd be beneficial.
Yeah, to clarify.
Yeah.
Good idea.
All right. So No, is there any other business that should be waited on at this time? Item number four?
No.
All right, seeing none, we will be adjourned at 9:20.
Perfect.